Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. Today's show is about gratitude, our annual gratitude show right after or during or around Thanksgiving. It's really one of the easiest higher emotions that we can get to. So our intention is that we may all live in gratitude more and more and more. Before we get started, let me tell you about some things happening, though, at the school and around the school. First of all, we've got the big Mount Shasta Sound Healing Retreat on December 21st and 22nd at Stewart Mineral Springs, where they have the hot tubs there. And we've already got 35 people signed up. There's no more cabins, but people are staying in the hotels in Weed, just 10 minutes away. In fact, we're staying in the hotel in Weed as well, so we can bring our kitty cats up in case they, in case the world ends. So we're going to be resonating love and light and just all the essence of being one with everybody in the universe with sound. Sound and vibration. We'll be doing toning, chanting. We're going to be doing listening to sound and just a sound. We also have Beverly Wilson, who is the head of the Crystal Room in Mount Shasta. And she is the crystal bowl master of the world. She really is good at tuning into all of the harmonic structures within every alchemical crystal bowl. She's actually invented a lot of the alchemical crystal bowls where they put very specific minerals in with the quartz crystal to create very specific sounds. So she's going to be presenting at the Stewart Springs, and it's only $145, you know, a really cheap place to go for December 21st. Even if the world doesn't end, we're going to have some really great little workshop. We're going to be also doing how to use sound to hold your frequency in the midst of challenges and conflicts. So if we have any, you know, major challenges on December 21st, we will be ready. And what a better place to do sound is Mount Shasta as well. I mean, it's just beautiful. So you can call us at 415-777-2486 or email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com. And information, you can find all types of information about the retreat at soundhealingcenter.com. We also have here in San Francisco, we've got a meetup next Friday, December 7th, where we're going to be, actually, it's a week from Friday, I guess. I lost track. Let's see. Yeah, a week from Friday, where we're just going to be sharing toning, chants, and mantras. We're just going to be making sound, singing, toning, doing mantras for 2 hours, and it's only $5 here in San Francisco at the Institute. We also have a workshop on Saturday and Sunday, this Saturday and Sunday coming up a week from today, December 1st and 2nd, on the Sound of Love. We've been doing this workshop for about 7 years now, so it's really pretty refined. We go into all the different aspects of how to resonate more love in your life with sound and vibration. We go into the frequencies of love, the pitches of love, the timbres of love, tonalities of love, the musical intervals of love, the music of love, and most importantly, the energy of love. So we'll be resonating more and more love, so you can bring more and more love into your life and into your work as well. And that's only $145. And if you bring a friend, they come free. That's next Saturday and Sunday at the Institute here in San Francisco. Let's see. We also have the certificate program starting up again on January 15th. And if you pay by November 30th in full, you can get $400 off. That's the certificate program at the Institute. We have the full Sound Healing Certificate Program online. And it's actually starting this Tuesday, the beginning of the semester. It's just ongoing registration, and that's why we have odd times for the beginning of the semester. But it's November 27th, this Tuesday. And contact us if you want to jump in or get in for the first class of the whole semester. Both of those programs are the first semester of the associate degree program, so if you want to continue, you can continue right into the associate degree, which is four semesters. The certificate is the first of the four semesters. We also have the Sound Healing Audio Production program starting on January 15th. And if you pay in full by November 30th, you get $500 off on that. Oh, by the way, for the degree programs, you can get as much as $2,000 off or $3,000 off for the audio production program if you do the full degree. We also have that program starting online, the audio production program, on, this Monday. This Monday. You can start this Monday or the next Monday, actually. So that's November 26th or the Monday after that. And it's all about, you know, running Pro Tools or running any digital audio workstation and learning how to run the programs in a way that really affects people on a much deeper level, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. So we don't go into intense detail like the Sound Healing Program, but we do talk about how frequencies and tonalities affect people in different ways, and then how all the effects in the audio production programs, compressive limiters, noise gates, EQ, reverb, flanging, chorusing, phasing, all of these, how they affect people on different levels and how to use them to create recordings that are much more powerful and really bring people into even high states of consciousness. Well, so go into mixing and producing in detail. My book, The Art of Mixing, is the number one selling book in the world in audio. So, and you get that Art of Mixing as well as part of the course. So that's starting online next week or January 15th at the Institute. That's about it. We also are still doing treatments online. We can help you find your soul frequency, your resonant, overall resonant frequency, your home note online. And, oh, we have a Christmas deal for all of our CDs. We have 30% off until December 2nd. We just started the sale today. 30% off for all CDs and 40% off for sound tables, you know, massage tables that vibrate you intensely into bliss, and they're subwoofers mounted on the bottom, and 30% off for any of our treatments online or at the Institute. We've got about 20 different treatments that address just about any issue you could imagine and any organ or part of the body that you can imagine well. So that sale is happening until next Sunday, a week from tomorrow. So you can go online and check that out at soundhealingcenter.com. Or again, you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call me 415-777-2486. That's 2486, 777-2486. Did you know that 486 is the height of the Great Pyramid? Just thought I'd throw that in. Oh, one other thing I forgot to mention. We now have tapped into the Obama deal where you can get $600 off on the classes. I assume this is for the certificate or degree program. So you can actually get a $600 back on your tax return when you take the certificate or degree program here at the Institute. If you're interested in that, you can call Maestro. Taking care of the administration of this. Maestro is at 415-948-3794. So that's all the stuff that's happening here at the Institute and in Mount Shasta. So we return to the sound of gratitude. Oh, before we get into gratitude, though, I want to play something that might help you after, because I know some people are a little bit whacked out, especially if they partied too much on Thanksgiving or just ate too much. So I want to play a song that is called Energetic Detox. And this is an actual remedy from Nutri-Energetics. It's a quantum remedy that they have in their whole protocol for detoxing energy, and especially for heavy metals and things like that. So it's got the frequencies of this, not only intention, but the actual frequencies of the quantum healing field for energetic detox embedded in this song. So let's listen to that, and we'll detox, and then we'll be grateful for detoxing. Okay. Boy, the thing about gratitude is, as I mentioned, it is the easiest higher emotion to get into. I think there's one easier, and that is welcoming. But gratitude is generally really easy to get into. And once you resonate gratitude, it really just contributes to an overall field, a resonant field of gratitude on the planet. We're going to be listening to a whole group of people from the Institute toning gratitude in the background as we're talking here. And then later we're going to actually tone the sound of gratitude together. But gratitude is interesting. When you look at the difference between gratitude and appreciation, well, gratitude, it's often just go to the sound of the word, gratitude, gratitude. It's got a little rhythm to it. Appreciation has a little roll to it. It's interesting, different people have different ideas about gratitude and appreciation, which is better. Appreciation, actually, Don Estes, one of our instructors, really believes appreciation is more, is a higher emotion than gratitude, although a lot of people just think of them as the same. There's so many things we can be grateful for. So many things. Let's go through some of them as we listen to the toning in the background here, the sound of gratitude. First of all, oh, by the way, we have a whole YouTube video of this entire list on YouTube. If you just do a search on YouTube for the sound of gratitude, you'll find it and list all of the different aspects of gratitude. As well as having these people toning in the background. So here are the people toning along, the sound of gratitude. It's interesting, when you tune into gratitude and tone it for even 5 minutes, it becomes really easy just to stay in that energy. We actually toned for about 2 hours when we did this recording in the background. Okay, things we can be grateful for. Life, that spirit of energy moving through us, that spark we see in everyone's eyes, that feeling of aliveness when we wake up, every breath, every single breath, the feeling that go with life, this feeling in our body, especially when we're feeling really great. We can even have gratitude when we're not feeling great. Just the feeling to be able to feel at all, to be able to have this point of awareness, this focus of attention, life, and gratitude for all of the parts of the body, whether working well or not. Every part of the body, especially our heart, physical heart. Gratitude for that. Every little single heartbeat keeping us alive. Gratitude for this miracle of a body. I mean, who the hell put this thing together? Goodness gracious, there is so much detail and flow in the body, and the way And we have 70 trillion cells all working together. It's just amazing. Amazing. Every little part of our body, even our taste. Gratitude for every taste, every smell. Sniff now. Gratitude list and ask people what they're grateful for. A lot of people forget or actually don't bring up all the material stuff that we have. I mean, I've got a house, a warm house. I've got a heater in my house that works every day. I've got a toilet in my house that broke last night. But I fixed it. I've got lights in my house, electricity. I've got a computer right here. I've got a TV, even though I don't watch it very often. I've got hot and cold running water. And you know what? Oh my God. I've got a hot shower right in that bathroom right there. Thank you. Thank you. There's so many people that have none of this. So many people. Thank you, Lord. And you know what? I've got a car. I have an automobile. I can go out and turn that key and go wherever I want. Oh my God. Amazing. So much stuff. And also, I've got leftovers in the fridge. And I have food every day. When this gratitude is over, we can go ahead and just repeat. Gratitude toning. I'm unless I just forget to eat, or I'm too busy to go eat and get something, I have food whenever I want it. I have clean water. In fact, now we're getting all of our water from natural springs off Mount Tam. Thank the Lord we still have clean water coming out of the rocks. Abundant amount of water and food. So many people don't even have this. Thank you. Thank you. And you know what else? I've got an amazing kitty. This kitty cat, oh my God, she is a love bucket. She will climb up on your chest and lick your nose until it's raw. She's like a little doggy. She's just a love bucket. She'll pop up on your chest and just fall over and start purring. Oh my God. I love my kitty. I'm so grateful for my kitty and all kitties. Even though they don't always admit that they're about love. They are. They do unconditional love. They just do not admit it. Now, doggies, of course, do admit it. Doggies don't hold back. Doggies totally admit this unconditional love, and they do it big time. Oh, my God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all doggy kisses, for all those times you've walked into the house and had a doggy meet you and go, oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're home. Even if you've only been gone 5 minutes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're home. Woo. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for doggies. Thank you. For all animals. Every animal. It's a 100% present, connected to source, present. Thank you for all these animals on the planet. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for nature altogether. I mean, goodness gracious. I can walk outside and there are trees and grass and beauty and flowers everywhere. It's unbelievable how beautiful it is when you really think about it. This planet. Amazing. So much to be grateful for in nature. Totally entraining us back to source. Especially all the sounds of nature. Totally in training us back to source. We're still listening to people toying gratitude in the background. All the sounds of all the animals, too. Birds, birdsong, crickets, Milky Way, that beautiful spiral, that black hole in the middle of the Milky Way that's sending these intense, beautiful energies that are freaking a lot of people out, but are also taking us into higher and higher states. Thank you. Thank you. Grateful in a way that brings it on, but grateful for it. Grateful for every challenge and conflict. Grateful for every relationship issue. For it shows us how to learn compassion. It gives us an opportunity to learn compassion. Also, next time the same issue happens, we normally are always more prepared. Whenever any challenge happens, we learn from it. And next time, we are much more prepared. Again, every conflict gives us an opportunity to learn compassion. The Dalai Lama says that when somebody hurts us, they are creating karma for themselves. And they're giving us an opportunity to learn compassion. You're not going to learn compassion by studying compassion. You learn compassion by practicing it. And when someone gives you an opportunity, you can be grateful. Not only that, they are hurting themselves, so they are sacrificing themselves for you, creating karma for themselves so you can learn. Thank you. So we can thank every body for any conflict or challenge they bring us. But then, be grateful for all the pains in our body, for all the ills, for they, of course, there's that one, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. But it does give us compassion for others going through the same types of things. And then, ultimately, imagine gratitude for death. Wow. Imagine having gratitude for one of the biggest problems people have in life, and that is loss. Gratitude for loss. Again, it shows us how to find source and love on our own. It also shows us that we are not this pain body. We are this point of awareness that never experiences pain. We are only a frequency of awareness. And then, gratitude for love. Gratitude for compassion. Gratitude for joy. Gratitude for spirit. Gratitude for source, God, one. Gratitude for that heart in us. We are source. energy of gratitude and sound to every frustration, aggravation, irritation, disturbance, annoyance, nuisance, disappointment, dissatisfaction, anger, resentment, pain, fear, and suffering. So whenever any of this happens, you simply go, because the resistance is where the suffering is. All these problems, they're not problems, they're just things to deal with. Only time it becomes stressful, and this is precisely where the stress comes from, is when we go, that sucks. That sucks. In Buddhism, they even say, when we find things we like, and we say, I like that, then that's a problem too, because then you might lose it. So you're stressed over the thought of losing it. But to be able to bring gratitude to these situations that are truly teaching you to hold this higher vibration, then there's no more fear around any conflict or challenge. Especially no fear around money. Like, thank you for this challenge. And then you're in this high vibration that helps you attract more of exactly what you want. And you know it's true. I mean, everywhere you go, if you're in a high vibration, if you're in love, you're in a state of gratitude, everybody goes, what is with you? And they just smile too. Imagine living the rest of your life in the frequency of gratitude. May it begin now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So the trick is just to remember. Be present enough to remember. That's the only trick. Being present enough to remember that you have the tool to turn things around. It's so easy, so simple. Gratitude. Gratitude is a consistent frequency. You could say cohesive, but it's really just a frequency that does not wobble. It still breathes, but it does not wobble. It's not scattered. It's not annoying. It's not like a distorted frequency. Gratitude is like a vowel sound that is consistent. And consistency is where the peace is. When you have a consistent frequency humming that's breathing also, it's not just a tone generator, it's breathing. It's breathing with life. Then that is where the peace is. But most of all, we also have gratitude for silence. That place where peace exist, that place where we come home to the home note, and the note fades like a crystal bowl to perfect silence. just still. Until we think of gratitude again, then we go back to stillness. Gratitude. Stillness. Gratitude. Stillness. Hold that for the rest of the weekend. Gratitude. Stillness. It's like a musical fifth, gratitude, and then stillness is the root. Gratitude. Stillness. Hold it as long as you can. This is an easy one. This is easy homework for the rest of your life. Hold it through the week. Gratitude. Stillness. Through the months to come. Gratitude. And stillness.